Americans close their wallets.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Looks like those stimulus checks weren't enough to make us go shopping last month. Retail sales fell in July to their lowest level in 5 months. The Commerce Department reports sales of cars and car parts accounted for much of the problem, down more than 10% from last year. And that news is not helping the markets this morning. London's FTSE is down 0.9%. Germany's DAX is off 1.75%. Japan's gross domestic product fell more than 2% last quarter. That pushed the Nikkei index down more than 2% in trading today. Leading market losses, though, is Russia. Its RTX index has fallen more than 20% since June, mostly because of lower oil prices and the ongoing conflict with Georgia. The Russians are also making major inroads into the U.S. steel industry, as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
This is the biggest takeover in the global steel industry this year. Novolepetsk of Russia is paying $3.5 billion for John Manili. The Ohio-based company is one of the biggest American manufacturers of pipes and tubes. Its products are used widely in the U.S. in plumbing, scaffolding, and electric wiring. The takeover is part of a trend. Analyst Natalia Leshenko says that Russian companies have been encouraged by the Kremlin to turn themselves into global champions.
They have the money and they have the confidence to go abroad, and they see it as a challenge to try and conquer the world.
Russian steelmakers now have a significant presence in the U.S. They control almost 10% of American steelmaking capacity. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Healthcare providers in California are eating a little crow. Kaiser, Health Net, and Pacific Care are accused of dumping thousands of customers after they got sick. Now, in a deal with state regulators, the insurers will reportedly offer to cover those members again. In return, the state will drop its investigation. Healthcare is becoming a huge issue for Latino immigrants, who often arrive in the U.S. in good health and become less healthy the more time they spend in this country. A report out today examines the phenomenon. From WLRN, Marketplace's Dan Gretsch reports.
One quarter of Hispanics in the U.S. do not have a doctor or health provider that they routinely see for care. That's according to a national survey of 4,000 Hispanic adults by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the Pew Hispanic Center. Susan Mnuchin co-authored the report.
One would think that people that don't have a medical home don't have one because of financial reasons or insurance reasons.
In fact, many of those people are young single men who rarely get sick. Mnuchin says that will change. As they age, Hispanics are more likely than the population as a whole to become obese and suffer from diabetes.
On the part of medical researchers, there is concern that without preventative care and monitoring, there may be a problem in the future.
A problem that could require expensive medical care. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Attention, action junkies. Comcast and MGM are launching a new video on demand service. The Impact Channel will offer everything from James Bond to The Terminator. Could be a big moneymaker. So far this year, action films have generated $2.5 billion at the box office.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
The Summer Olympics have traditionally had a lukewarm response here in the U.S. Call it the Phelps effect, but that's changed. About 30 million Americans have been tuning in nightly to catch the action. China is hoping to cash in on that hype. It shelled out more than $40 billion sprucing up the city. But Chinese businesses say the crowds aren't coming. Jamila Trindle reports.
A huge influx of foreign tourists was expected in Beijing hotels and restaurants.
You also find that if you look at some of the stadiums, you'd be surprised there are a lot of empty seats, even for main sort of good matches.
Paul Moreno runs Wild China, a tour company for upscale foreigners. He says his average customer is staying for only 4 days and three nights. So far, he's already seen nearly a 20% no-show rate for guests, but he's hoping that will improve as the games move on to finals and marquee events like track and field.
I think we're in the early days in the preliminaries, and, you know, maybe next week you might see an influx.
Even if there is an influx, it probably won't be enough to fill all the hotels and restaurants. That's led to some disappointment, especially since tourism officials predicted hundreds of thousands of foreign visitors. Du Zhang is with China's Tourism Administration.
We're expecting 400,000 to 500,000 foreign visitors and 20,000 journalists. Together with domestic tourists, we expect about 1 million visitors in Beijing.
That's the government estimate, but business owners say they aren't seeing those numbers. Cho Chongji owns three restaurants and a bar in Beijing. He was planning to open a boutique hotel right before the Olympics, but has decided to put that off. He says competition is fierce.
If you go around town, for one thing, you see is there's so many hotels on the street now, big, small, five-star, two-star. So it's really a lot.
Cho saw a slower-than-expected summer leading up to the Olympics, so he's trying to keep his expectations realistic.
It will be better than normal, but I guess we may have much too high expectation, or may not be real.
And those high expectations may lead to Olympic-sized disappointment for Chinese businesses. In Beijing, I'm Jamila Trindle for Marketplace.
Of course, all publicity isn't necessarily good publicity. Playboy model Kendra Wilkinson is one of Hugh Hefner's three girlfriends. She stars in the reality show The Girl Next Door, and she loves the Olive Garden.
If I had to estimate how many times I've been to the Olive Garden, it would probably have to be maybe in the hundreds.
Wilkinson also loves the employees of the Italian food chain. She even staged a Girls of the Olive Garden photo shoot. The restaurant reportedly has mixed feelings about the unexpected exposure. Where's a fig leaf when you need one? In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.